Simon & Schuster Audio presents
Havana Bay by Martin Cruz Smith, narrated by Frank Muller. The body, what was left of it, was drifting in Havana Bay the morning Arkady arrived from Moscow. Only the day before, he had received an urgent message from the Russian embassy in Havana saying that Sergei Sergeyevich Prebluda, once a feared colonel in the KGB and now attaché in the Russian embassy in Cuba, was missing for more than a week. And now, Havana Bay.
1. A police boat directed a light toward tar-covered pilings and water, turning a black scene white. Havana was invisible across the bay, except for a single line of lamps along the seawall. Stars rode high, anchor lights rode low. Otherwise, the harbor was a still pool in the night. Soda cans, crab pots, fishing floats, mattresses, styrofoam bearded with algae shifted as an investigation team of the Policía Nacional de la Revolución took flash shots. Arkady waited in a cashmere overcoat with a Captain Arcos, a barrel-chested little man who looked ironed into military fatigues, and his Sergeant Luna, large, black, and angular. Detective Osorio was a small brown woman in PNR blue. She gave Arkady a studied glare. A Cuban named Rufo was the interpreter from the Russian embassy. "It's very simple," he translated.